Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Tim Reedman. He is, well, the founder, I suppose, of Reedman Wealth Management. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Rhea. How are you?
Good. Well, the reason we have you here today, of course, is because of the amazing Pearls of Wisdom event coming up October 10th in Palma de Mallorca. But first, tell me a little bit about Tim Reedman.
Well, based in Sussex in the UK, pretty much been here my whole life. If I go sort of north of London, I get a bit of a nosebleed from the altitude. I grew up by the sea. I get a bit uncomfortable if I'm too far from it. And after doing my degree, got into financial services pretty much straight away and have been there ever since. Embarrassed to say, in my 33rd year of doing it now. Within that time, I worked for banks, I've worked for myself, either side of it. And then I joined St. James's Place Wealth Management as a partner at the end of 2012 and have been there ever since. I got asked to start looking after the yacht community by a very good friend at Wasatch Maritime Academy, and I've really enjoyed the fact of being out now, able to travel as part of my job and meet some very, very lovely people.
So you are the husband of Charisse, the founder of Pearls of Wisdom.
I am indeed, yes. I met Charisse in Palma at the Superyacht Show in 2015. I was horribly sunburnt, so I think she just took pity, and I was offering rosé, and we sort of went from there. So yes, we met that time ago. We've been married nearly 4 years and have little Esme, who's 2. And Charisse and I have been conceptualizing, building. She is by far the driving force behind it because I'm quite busy myself, but very happy to be part of it and doing what I can to promote what is an amazing organization with a great message.
What was it about her concept of Pearls of Wisdom that really made you say, you know what, this is something I can back and this is something I want to be part of?
I think from the size of what I do for a living, within wealth management, people assume that it's just taking people's money and trying to make it larger. It's very, very much not that, you know, that's not the case. Obviously, that's part of it, but it's not the whole thing. I'm a huge promoter of people being adequately protected. Should something go wrong, we've all heard the stories in yachting, even to last year, of terrible things with people getting sick, people having accidents. And some years ago, I noticed that there was a huge gap from the contractual sick pay that crew had as part of their contracts, generally only lasting 3, sometimes 4 months if they're off sick due to illness or injury. And when I researched the market, I found that none of the insurers that we have within our panels and in the UK, which is pretty much most of the ones that are there, would actually cover crew when they were on board because they were out of the country for more than 60 days of the year. And it was only when I actually went to almost my final throw of the dice and I spoke to a very well-respected company, Liverpool Victoria, and I went to them and I explained, the life of someone in superyachting. Where do they go? What do they do? How often do they work? Does the yacht actually go anywhere? Does it go away in storms? All of these sort of things. And it was almost a light bulb moment with them when I saw that they understood that actually crew aren't at the same risk as somebody on the deadliest catch or on a gas tanker or something along those lines. So not only did they agree to cover them for their, if they're off sick, but they actually lowered the level of risk. So the cost of it came down, didn't go up. And so now this is the message that I really have got across whenever I've spoken at a Pearls of Wisdom event, is to say to ladies in yachting, because women are undercovered compared to their male compatriots. It's often a case when I'm talking to people that, oh, well, as long as my husband's covered, then I'm fine. No, you're not. Because you have a financial worth. If you can't work, he's got to stop working. So there's got to be cover in both ways. So very much my passion and my message has been for people to look at the whole family unit, you know, sort of holistically from every single vantage point in the sense of making sure you're properly protected. And like I say, I'm very passionate about that. And that's why with Patrick and I, we're probably the male bit of pearls of wisdom in the messages that we're bringing across.
Where do you see this going?
I think it's limitless. Just to see, I have to say, I know she's my wife, but the passion and the effort that Charisse has put into this, bearing in mind she's not being paid, this is being done purely and simply through her desire to do the right thing and to get the message out there that she believes in so passionately. And when you see that, and you see people talk about it, I've seen some of your other interviews with people who are involved, and they're talking with the passion because they believe in it as well. And I think it's all too prevalent within some businesses in yachting when they're trying to sort of do not an angle of looking after people, but because they need to monetize it to make a living. I sometimes think that gets the actual real meaning of why you're doing something gets lost in translation. Charisse isn't doing that. And I think that's what comes across, and it comes across very honestly. And so, you know, building the website, having the pearls underneath it of different subjects where different businesses are going in there and saying, yeah, we believe in this. You know, we want to add it to it. It's a wonderful situation when you are asking people to help in a sponsorship way to try and help fund some of the costs, where people are coming to us. I mean, that's quite unusual. You know, it's wonderful. And we're trying not to have any cross-pollination of two people in the same industry. So to actually be turning some very big companies and saying, ever so sorry, but we've got so-and-so in this area, that goes to show the belief in it, and it's only going to grow. I sort of write off the fact that I see my wife for 2 or 3 month chunks either, you know, just before each event, but no, it's fantastic.
Charisse doesn't have a digital footprint. Charisse didn't even know how to use Instagram.
I still don't. I do Facebook. I've not done Instagram. I have to admit, I have help with that because I'm old. Let's face it. No, I mean, it really did genuinely start from a conversation at a captain's house where we went for lunch last September. Has this got some legs? Do people want to hear about it? And then when we got up at the April event, I was there with a senior manager from Liverpool, Victoria, Donna. And Donna actually said the stats of how underprotected women were and the things that they claimed from. And my God, did it hit home. And it really was an eye-opener. And, you know, the plan that we've created between, you know, if you're off work due to illness or injury for any reason, and people are going, well, yeah, but what about that? For any reason. You know, and it really took a few times to get that over. But so from that, you know, the interest has grown. People are now starting to ask themselves the questions. That's then fed back in to the support that Charisse is getting to show her that she's building something amazing. And then the investment that we're getting from the help of our sponsors to gradually build things like the website, like the library, like the online presence. And, you know, the more help we get there, the bigger she can build it, the more people can go there and hear the messages, hear the stories of other people.
Thank you, Tim, for being the patron, as it were, of Pearls of Wisdom.
That does make me sound old.
Looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Very much so. Likewise, it's been too long.
This has been Tim Reedman of Reedman Wealth Management. If you're interested in getting in touch with him or have any questions for him at all, we'll provide his links or details underneath this interview when it airs. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.